Stefanik, no Dem wants Joe Biden to campaign for them. By Trent Baker on May 18, 2022. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's The Faulkner Focus, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, reacted to the previous day's primary election results. Pointing to Representative Kurt Schrader, DOR, President Joe Biden's endorsed candidate, trailing in his re-election bid, and moderate Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, losing to Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D, in the Senate primary, Stefanik declared that no Democrat wants Joe Biden to campaign for them. "My top-line thoughts was this was a big night for the Republican Party," Stefanik advised. "Here are some important statistics that haven't been covered yet but are really an indicator of how big this red wave is going to be this November. This was the highest Republican turnout across the board in a primary in over two decades. Also, if you look at the state of Pennsylvania, 62% of unaffiliated voters broke for and voted for the Republican Party. So, you can see the energy is there. The enthusiasm is there. We have got to continue to work to make the case about how we will save this country from the destruction we're seeing under a unified, failed, far-left Democrat government." Another important takeaway is Joe Biden's first endorsed candidate, Kurt Schrader, lost in his primary in Oregon. That is an indicator not only of Joe Biden's plummeting support, but you can see the Democrat Party, whether it's the Pennsylvania Senate outcome or that Oregon race, lurching further and further to the left. She continued, "Joe Biden, no Democrat in a swing district wants Joe Biden to campaign for them. No Democrat facing a tough primary wants Joe Biden to campaign for them." So, Joe Biden's approval continues to plummet among Democrats as well as, of course, independent voters across the country. That's the opposite of President Trump. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.